It is Sunday, July 22nd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know the phrase, an embarrassment of riches?
I do.
I think so.
We have one in classical music.
Yes.
Yes.
Short answer, yes.
And all three of our regional symphonies have announced their new seasons. Paul Haas, I love Paul Haas. The man played the fight song,
mm-hmm.
Well, conducted the fight song. Well, I just found out.
He's with Symphony of Northwest Arkansas,
right.
Sona.
I just found out that he's got two adorable little people.
Oh.
He's got a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old. So he says that you can't program a season without it reflecting who you are. So this year's repertoire is answering those big questions he asks himself. Why are we here? What makes life worth living? How much love is there to go around? Or in his case, how do you fit the baby into the toddler's room in New York City?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So their schedule includes Masterworks 1 on September 16th includes Wagner, Barber, and Brahms.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas concert will feature the Sona singers and some regional choirs. That's on December 15th. Masterworks 2 on January 26th, Tchaikovsky and Prokofiev.
Mm-hmm.
Masterworks 3 on March 9th, Verdi's Messa de Requiem. And on May 18th, a John Williams tribute.
So imagine we'll hear Star Wars?
That should be fun.
E.T., Schindler's List, Harry Potter, Raiders. It'll be fun. Single tickets for the individual concerts go on sale Wednesday at the Walton Art Center box office.
All performances are in Baumwalker Auditorium at Walton Art Center.
And there are creative conversations with Paul Haas before each of the Masterworks concerts. The Fort Smith Symphony.
John Jeter, conductor and music director.
Totally doesn't care what we're doing up here because they're doing fine down there. They had, as of last week, about 1,100 of the 1,300 tickets for their home venue sold as season tickets.
Wow.
Which means every concert's going to be a tough ticket.
Exactly. 1,300 seats at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center. About 200 remaining for each concert. In a time when civic symphonies are struggling, John Jeter's pretty happy.
I imagine.
Their season starts on September 29th with Sounds of the Universe, Beethoven, Mozart, and Holst.
Mm-hmm.
October 20th, a swing-sational classical makeover featuring the saxophone group The Capitol Quartet. On December 1st, a Simply Sinatra Christmas.
Hmm.
January 26th, Evening Serenade with music by Handel, Mendelssohn, and Brahms. And on April 20th, the music of John Williams.
How about that?
And then May 4th, Sonic Boom, the end of their season. Walton, Ravel, Copland, and Respighi.
Respighi?
Yes.
Yes.
And, of course, those all happen at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. Season tickets are on sale at 452-7575, and single tickets go on sale September 4th.
If there are any, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then last but certainly not least, the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra.
They call Arend Art Center home in Bentonville.
They do, and Stephen Bias, their music director, wants to build a truly local symphony, that all of their musicians are local and that they put a lot of effort into educational elements. And he says things are going just fine, thank you. He was at the Ohio Light Opera in Worcester, Ohio, when we spoke with him. Their season starts October 27th with Classic Masters, Vivaldi.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas with the APO on December 16th. Gershwin and Friends on February 2nd. And Rachmaninoff on April 20th. They do have a conflict on that April 20th date, which will feature Jonathan Story, so it will be somewhere else.
Oh, they will not be in Arend Art Center.
Not on that
date.
But you can find out more. Season tickets are available at 841-4644. Single tickets are also available, arkansasphilharmonic.org.
So between those three entities and the music that the universities in the area provide, you are rarely that far away from a classical music performance. And then you get into the Artisphere Orchestra next summer.
Having grown up in a truly small town with a wonderful art center in southeast Kansas, the only time we had classical music was when, the St. Louis Symphony stopped through.
And that once a year,
mm-hmm.
Perhaps, yeah.
This is just stunning.
Yes.
And this afternoon, if you're still trying to keep cool, Godspell at 2 o'clock at White Auditorium at NWAC. It's the last performance. And Crafts on the Square from 2 to 4 at Spark Cafe in Bentonville. They're making homemade sidewalk chalk mix, and you'll probably see Antoinette Grajeda there.
That's the word. Thank you, Becca.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.